Welcome to Mimia Seppa's Health and Wellness Fab Fit Tips Podcast Show. Fun and fab tips to start and stay fit. It's Monday, so let's get motivated. Here's your host, Mimia Seppa.
Hello, hi, and welcome back to Fab Fit Tips Show 5, Part 1, Proper Nutrition with Ryan Harrison. Ryan Harrison is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne and currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. What is your definition of proper nutrition, and how important is it to incorporate proper nutrition into our lives?
The question of what is proper nutrition is actually a really interesting one, in part because no two people are alike, right? And so different amounts of different nutrients are going to be needed by different people. But it's also interesting because even though this is the case, there do seem to be some pretty fundamental aspects to good nutrition just across the board. For example, drinking plenty of good, clean water, which you've heard me say before. This tends to be beneficial for just about everybody. The reality is there's no substitute for water, including those flavored waters or special water-like drinks that are amped up with vitamins or minerals or other nutrients. In my book, if it doesn't taste like water, which, you know, is a very pure, simple taste, it isn't water, right? And yet, if people simply replaced all the other things that they drank with good old pure water, they'd probably see tremendous positive differences in their health. Another aspect of nutrition that seems to be important across the board is sufficient intake of dietary fiber. Most people think of fiber and immediately start thinking of cardboard-like muffins or dry brown bread, right? But the truth is that most Americans don't get anywhere near the amount of fiber they should. And it isn't necessarily because they're not eating those muffins or that brown bread. In fact, dietary fiber is found in lots of places, in beans and nuts and seeds, and vegetables and fruits. They all contain plenty of fiber. And if your daily diet doesn't contain sufficient amounts of these various foods, then chances are you're probably not getting anywhere near the amount of fiber your body would actually like. And this can create problems ranging from constipation to high cholesterol to diabetes. Finally, I'd suggest that the closer a person gets to having a daily diet that is mostly plant-based and which minimizes animal-based foods like eggs and dairy and meat, in general, the healthier that person will be. I mean, even the USDA's most recent recommendations call for a person's plate to be pretty much 3/4 loaded with plant-based foods. You know, the fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and seeds I keep mentioning. But if you look at the typical American plate, what you see is a lot of meat, a lot of processed foods, and a lot of sugary drinks. Yet getting more foods that come from plants has shown to have a range of positive health effects, including reduced risk of all the major diseases, cancer and diabetes and obesity and heart disease certainly included. So making that kind of switch can literally be a lifesaver.
What should we reduce in our nutrition program, and how do we go about doing so?
Yes, probably the best thing that a person could reduce or simply cut out of his or her daily diet is soda. Right, there's just no redeeming qualities of soda of just about any kind. They're basically just empty calories, loading you up with so much sugar and caffeine and a host of other chemicals. They're just bad news for anyone trying to live a healthier lifestyle. So I recommend, I'm sure you can guess, moving from soda to water as soon as possible. But, you know, this can be pretty difficult to do, particularly with diet sodas, which have been shown to be among the most addictive drinks out there.
Ryan Harrison is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne and currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. Tune in next week for part 2 of Proper Nutrition with Ryan Harrison.
We are so happy that you could listen to today's podcast for your Fab Fit Tips. Tune in next Monday as we continue this 12-show series.
Until then, stay motivated.